AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We're getting some insight as to what Donald Trump will say tonight as he rolls out the details of his immigration policy. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway.
One, no amnesty. He's absolutely going to build that wall. That's been the centerpiece of his campaign from day one. He also will repeal all these executive amnesty orders that President Obama has put into place.
Conway told the Today Show Trump is making a quick, unexpected trip to Mexico today at the invitation of President Peña Nieto to talk about illegal immigration, trade policy, and drugs.
I think you'll see a very presidential Donald Trump today meeting with the president of Mexico, and we're just happy that the president of Mexico invited him. I'm sorry that Secretary Clinton is not going and has not accepted the invitation.
Hillary Clinton will be addressing the American Legion annual convention today in Cincinnati. Senators John McCain and Marco Rubio easily won their primaries yesterday, as did Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She resigned recently as head of the Democratic National Committee. Heavy rainfall expected across much of Florida as a tropical depression looms in the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown.
Our tropical depression over the south-central Gulf of Mexico has still not strengthened into a tropical storm, but we do expect that to occur later today as it begins to move to the north-northeast toward the west coast of Florida.
Some areas of Florida could see as much as 15 inches of rain from this storm. The State Department says it's evaluating a video released by the Afghan Taliban showing a kidnapped American woman and her Canadian husband, warning that their Afghan captors will kill them and their two children unless Kabul stops executing Taliban prisoners. American Caitlin Coleman and her husband were kidnapped in Afghanistan in 2012, the children born in captivity, she says. This is AP Radio News. The Islamic State group says it will avenge the death of its spokesman and chief strategist, Abu Mohammed al-Adnani. The Pentagon says a U.S. airstrike targeted him northeast of Aleppo, Syria. AP correspondent Basim Marui reports from overseas. This is the man behind the strategy of terror attacks on the West.
The group that did not say when Abu Mohammed al-Adnani was killed. He's one of the most prominent members of the group, known for his audios that called for attacks against Westerners, especially during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan.
A United Airlines flight bound for London had to make an emergency landing at Shannon Airport in Ireland this morning after severe turbulence sent 12 of the passengers to the hospital. All but one of them have now been discharged. United Airlines Flight 880 originated in Houston and was supposed to land at Heathrow Airport. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.